The details are not being released, but it's rumored that the state and Rock County have put together a multi-million dollar proposal. They're trying to sway GM to come back to Janesville, this time to focus on a line of small cars in the former SUV facility. But Orion, Michigan, and Spring Hill, Tennessee, are also vying for the plant. Tennessee's Governor Phil Bredesen said recently that he's not that optimistic about their chances because he says GM officials are seeking a large cash payment. Tim Cullen is a retired state legislator who's part of the task force that's crafted Wisconsin's incentive package. He says the plan is aggressive and creative.
I think there's a lot of speculation about the amount of dollars that are being put in this plan or Michigan's proposal or Tennessee's. But we are looking at ways to suggest to General Motors how they can produce this vehicle more efficiently in the Janesville plant.
In addition to offering a competitive financial package of incentives and highlighting the potential savings of retooling the Janesville plant, Cullen says Wisconsin's pitch will lean heavily on promoting local talent.
We think we can show that we have a workforce that's made everything from a little Chevy Cavalier all the way to a SUV over the years, and our workforce can make whatever they want us to make.
A decision on which of the three plants GM will choose for its new line is expected by the end of the month. Yesterday, the Detroit News reported that Michigan's proposal to GM contains $44 million in tax breaks. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.